Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan insider, part of the On3.com team. He's standing by on the Meyer guest sign. And Chris, I love that idea, what they're starting in 2023 in the ACC.
Yeah, the problem being that if our Michigan's protected game is going to be, what, Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan State or something, and then you're playing, you know, good teams every year, and that's going to hinder your opportunity to get to the championship game. That's the part that I don't like. And, you know, these, it's, for example, when there were protected games in the Big Ten, Indiana and Purdue, Michigan, Ohio State, I think Michigan State's was what, Minnesota or something like that. I don't know. But it makes it harder for the teams at the top and to get back there. So I don't think it's going to be indicative always of the two best teams in the conference. You've got a much less margin for error. So from a Michigan fan standpoint, that's the only thing I'd say about that. But I don't like the divisions right now the way they are. They aren't equal. It's very clear. There's a reason that Wisconsin's up there just about every year. And to me, you know what? It would take some figuring out still. But that, to me, would be the only drawback to that one, Bill.
Well, and what I would do, too, Chris, and I get your point that all of a sudden a team that doesn't play anybody finishes second and they're in the championship game. What you may do, and this might be the way around it, and I don't know exactly how the ACC is going to do it, but maybe you take the two highest-ranked teams play for your championship. So your two highest-ranked teams will play. That would make teams keep three strong teams for their guarantee games, and then you have your two highest-ranked teams that would play for your conference championship, right?
Yeah, or have a vote or something. Maybe that might not be a bad idea. It just seems like the strength of schedules are going to be much different, is my only issue with that. Because I saw that earlier today, and our Anthony Broom tweeted the same thing. The Big Ten needs to do this. And I'm thinking, yeah, except Michigan's going to be playing Ohio State every year and Penn State every year. And, you know, so maybe if they did it, so, you know, it was Michigan's three games where Ohio State and, you know, Indiana and, say, Purdue or something like that. But
you got to do Michigan State. You can't shut down the Michigan State-Michigan rivalry, Chris. It's as good as anything.
Well, it's a good, as good as anything to the Michigan fan base or the people in Michigan.
It's worth $95 million to Mel Tucker.
Yeah, right? So, but it's just, it's one of those things where they still have things to figure out. They would still have things to figure out. But, yeah, something's got to be done because the division thing, I hate it. And I think everybody understands that it's not representative of the two best teams in the conference when they're playing in the championship game. So we'll see how it plays out. But, you know, there are going to be a lot of changes, Bill. It's amazing, isn't it, how college football has changed just in the last couple of years. And now it's all about pay for play. And wrote a column today about, you know, how NIL wasn't supposed to be pay for play, but you got a guy out in California, a lawyer, who is representing, he says, I think the top 100 kids. He says, I've got most of the five stars and almost all of the top 100, and he's kind of, you know, working on collectives for them, and this is exactly what it's becoming. It's exactly what we knew it was going to be. It's semi-pro football now, Bill, and it's never going to be the same. There's no question about it.
You know, and we'll get to the NIL and how that affects Michigan recruiting. There's a question a listener asked me, and Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com joining us on the Meyer guest line. But the one final thought, what you said, too, that, okay, maybe your conference championship game is voted on by the ADs like a committee that looks at strength of schedule, and the top two teams are invited to your conference championship game. And yes, the team with the best record in the conference will get a trophy as a regular season champion. Then those two teams that are awarded spots in the Big Ten championship game would be your Big Ten championship game champions, right?
Yeah, that'd be great, and I think that'd be fantastic. And again, it's just a matter of balancing out the schedules and making sure that that it's as equal as possible. And you know, the ADs are always going to have That's the thing. They're going to have their own biases as well. So maybe you get an outside corporation to evaluate it, or, you know, a committee to evaluate it without bias and say these are the teams that we feel should be there. So we'll see. We'll see what direction it goes, but it's certainly going to change. It wouldn't surprise me at all if we see further expansion down the road. And, you know, it is. It's semi-pro football, right, Bill? What we've seen right now, and it's crazy what Nick Saban and some of these other coaches have said is the first question they get when they're in front of kids now isn't, you know, about football or position groups and things like that. It's about what are you doing with your NIL, and that's where we are with college football, and I'm all about the players getting theirs, but you know what? There's no salary cap out there, Bill. It's basically going to be the boosters that have the most money and want to buy the most players that are going to build the best teams, at least in the short term, and right now that's not Michigan.
Yeah, I think I read something that the Miami, Florida recruit who switched schools got a $9.5 million NIL deal to sign on with the Canes. But, you know, the rules aren't there. They're taking advantage of it. And I do wonder, Chris, and the note came from a listener asking, why isn't Michigan off a historic year? Why aren't they dominating recruiting right now? How would you answer that? Is it NIL? Is it...
Yeah, and there are rules, Bill. Yep, that's the thing. They aren't supposed to be able to do the pay-for-play thing, but they found loopholes around it. And, for example, this lawyer out west, he said, you know, about the kid that went to Miami. He said, you know, Florida's collective is so bad, I would never recommend my clients. I would steer my clients away from Florida. And I'm thinking, how
clients.
Can one guy like...
Clients?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
can they have a lawyer as... How can they have an agent?
I don't know. Exactly, and I'm thinking, how is this possible? And how does one guy have that much power to determine that? Okay, Florida's not going to be a player in college football because he controls all of these kids and is trying to steer them away. And he gave a list of six schools that he says are working really well. I took that with him or whose collectives have it together, and I took that to mean that these are the teams that are willing to pay or whatever, you know, and or are in good graces with him. And I wrote a column today. I'm like, you better be on this guy's good side right now. And who knows how many guys are other guys out there that are going to get into this business. But I'm thinking, how do these kids have these agents and these clients if we're not supposed to have pay for play? Then it doesn't make any sense. But there are kids that in the past Michigan would have gotten immediately. They should have an unbelievable class right now. But Jim Harbaugh has come out and said this is going to be transformational, not transactional. Michigan players are getting paid, Bill, but unless you're using that as a recruiting tool right now, you're falling behind. And that's what's going on at Michigan right now. So there's still plenty of time. It doesn't have to be a program ruiner. But if everybody's going to pay and you're not, then guess what? But you're definitely going to get left behind. So they've got to figure some things out. And I don't think they were prepared for it. You and I have talked about this a lot. I think they needed to be better prepared for it, and they weren't, for at least for this possibility. And now it's catching up to them on the recruiting trail.
You can follow everything connected to the University of Michigan Athletic Department and all Wolverine sports at thewolverine.com. Part of the On3.com team, Chris Ballas. Talking some Michigan football, NIL, and also should the Big Ten follow the ACC and their new format for their football teams in 2023. A lot going on. Chris, we'll catch up down the road. Enjoy the holiday weekend.
And you too. Thanks, buddy.